So, it's Peg and me, and we're hunting for fossils. And we've gone off the ramp at Dell, turned right and an immediate left on the frontage road. And we're hunting for fossils, and we have some really great clues. So we know that we're looking for horned corals. They're not going to be in deep water. They're going to be in shallow water. You're kind of picturing yourselves basking at the Bahamas, swimming offshore. If you're into margaritas, you're looking forward to one this evening. You're not in deep water, and in fact, you're pretty near the coast. Now, the coast is going to be a beach, and sometimes that is a sandstone layer, and if it's been around long enough, that becomes quartzite. So we're going to go about 3 miles on this frontage road, but we know that it's meant to be near a place called Black Mountain. That's what the locals call it. It's not on the map. And it's meant to be near, be below the transmission stations. And we see a white building up on top, and we are in hunter mode. We know that it's in a formation called the Great Blue. Great Blue was named in Montana because it is great and it is blue. When you see it in Logan Canyon, they call it the Wall of China. And as you look up that hill, you're saying to yourself, I bet that massive limestone, that gray look, is the unit we're looking for, and it's almost vertical. Not quite. But notice how it seems to be, quote-unquote, dipping, meaning the layer is down on the east side and very steep. And you're saying, I wonder, we're not climbing up to that repeater station. We're going to try to find it in the canyon that's just on the other side of that red knoll. So after 3 miles, start listening to us again.